Good morning, everyone. Yeah, so my name is Len, and my wife's name is Hetty. So for those of you who don't know us, we've been part of this church for many years. So yeah, many years. It's wonderful to be with you, my spiritual family, for so many years. And what a wonderful privilege to share the Word of God this morning with you. So this morning, the Word is about getting to your destiny. Getting to your destiny. So won't you please ask someone next to you, are you really on your way to your destiny? Are you really on your way to your destiny? I see some of you say, no, I don't know. Yeah. So I believe in my heart that God wants to encourage us this morning, that every one of us as saints in His church will be on our way to our destiny that He has for us, a personal destiny. God has a personal destiny for you and a plan for you in His kingdom and in His church while you're here on earth. Amen. You have to say amen on that, and thank you, Jesus, for it. So I'm going to start with a word this morning. I've got a wonderful scripture in Ephesians 1, 3 to 14. I want you to read it with me. And it's in the New Living Translation, so you can follow up there. So just listen to this, how beautiful it is. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. It's beautiful. So when we read, who has blessed us, you can put in your name there. Who has blessed Len? Who has blessed Kenny? Who has blessed Marius? Who has blessed Hetty? With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. That's enough for the preach. That's how beautiful it is. Even before He made the world, even before creation, He loved us. God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. Yo, have you ever thought of it that way? Nog voor die grondlegging van die wêreld het die Here jou uitgekies om heilig voor Hom te wees sonder enige fout. Ek dink lanklaas so gedink daaraan, hè. So just it's nothing, it's just for the Afrikaans, it's not a secret, it's just, yeah. Just explaining to the Afrikaans people more, that's all. Yeah. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He has poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. This is the gospel, man. It's so beautiful to read it and to take it by heart. He has showered His kindness on us along with all wisdom and understanding. God has now revealed to us His mysterious will regarding Christ, which is to fulfill His own good plan. And this is the plan. At the right time, He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ. Everything in heaven and on earth. At the right time. That is what healthy church is all about, is that one day we will all be united in Christ. Beautiful, isn't it? Furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for He chose us in advance. You are chosen in advance. Jy is uitverkore voor die grondlegging van hierdie wêreld. So, die hele woord vanoggend, the word of encouragement this morning is that you will see how God sees you. And you will take it by heart. That's the start of getting to your destiny. If you believe what God believes about you, if you can see what God sees about you, and you live from that place, you will start on your road to destiny. Does it make sense? Okay, where am I now? Yeah. God's purpose was that we Jews, so that's Paul speaking, who were the first to trust in Christ would bring praise and glory to God. And now you Gentiles, who sit here this morning, except if you're a Jew, but most of us are Gentiles, ons is heidene, wat by die Here uitgekom het, have also heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believed in Christ, He identified you, and listen this, to this, He identified you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit. That is the seal of being God's children, is the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will give us the inheritance He promised and that He has purchased us to be His own people. He did this so we would praise and glorify Him. We live to the praise and the glory of God. That's why we are created, to glorify God. That's what He said in Genesis 1:26. Let us make man into our own kindness. I mean in our own image. In our own image, our own kind. We were made to glorify Him. So I want to begin this morning by telling you what happened to Hetty and I years ago in Botswana with friends of us. And 3 4x4 vehicles en route to Kasane. Kasane, who of you know where Kasane is? Yeah, en route to Kasane. We decided to pitch tent at the third bridge campsite in the Muremi swamps. And then after 2 days, travel all the way to Kasane, our destination, in the Chobe Nature Reserve up in northeast Botswana. The road from there to Kasane follows through the bush and with thick sand, with no directives or road signs. Daar's nie bordjies wat vir jou sê, ry hierdie kant toe nie. Although we had GPSs to help us find the way, and although we were heading the right direction, we got absolutely confused by the number of possible tracks to follow. Daar was soveel paaie om te kon ry in die sand. Because there were many, and not one looked like the main track. And all looked like the main track. Maak het sin, nee? I mean, yeah, huh? Along the way, we got in trouble. Even we got stuck in deep sand. And we had to dig and pull one another out many times. Absolutely frightened by the thousands of lions behind every bush, which we never saw. We actually let someone stand guard and watch for the lions while we dug out the vehicles. Stupid. Needless to say, by nightfall, we were completely lost. Just before we decided to camp in the bush, with all the challenges of wild animals like the Big Five, out of nowhere, we saw a Land Cruiser coming our way. Yeah. Just reading this, I know it was the Lord helping us. I just know. I mean, the chance for that to happen is minus 100%. It was some workers who were busy building a new campsite in a private concession area, and they knew precisely where we were. When we told them what our destination was, they just laughed at us and shook their heads at our lostness. Say, what? They offered to take us to a safe area outside a private campsite, and the next morning, a worker in one of the vehicles guided us back on the way to Kasane. We had a great bush holiday, which could have ended in disaster and lots of frustration. So I'm sharing this morning, because for me, this is a great picture of many of us in the lives that we live, mine included. God has a destiny for every one of us. Just take it by heart this morning. God has a destiny for you. We just read in Ephesians how he sees us. He has a plan and a destiny for your life. But so many of us, we start from a wrong place or got stuck on the way to never reach our destination in God. So I hope this morning God's going to unlock something in your life and help you to move forward and not stay stuck in deep sand or being bogged down and not moving. Amen? Because that's God's call on your life. When we get to our destination, listen, it's not just primarily for me and for you. It's to the praise of His glory. Yes. When you get to your destination. You have to give yourself because you glorify God when you get to that place. He planned for you. That's the main reason you glorify God when you get to that place. It's not just for you to feel lekker or to be important or whatever, or to be praised or to be acknowledged. It is to the praise of His glory that you need to get to your destination. So let's look at some of the reasons, I believe, and this was so applicable to my own life, why many of us do not get to our destiny. The first one is we're not living from our God-given identity. And I want you this morning to listen very carefully, because if you take that to heart, then it's changed your whole life completely. It changes your whole life completely if you take it by heart, that you know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, you will never trust God to get you to your destination. Does it make sense? So we're going to pray for one another this morning. I want you to think of yourself now. Don't think of your wife or your kids or your boss or someone else. But think of yourself this morning. Do you really live in the revelation of who you are in Jesus so that you can move to your destination? Because that's the key to the whole thing. That's the key. Is that you need to understand that you are a child of God. When you come to Jesus, it all changes the day that you are born again. It all changes. So John 1 verse 12 says, you can write down these scriptures because if you want to, you can remember that. Because this is very important to remember your identity and to start from that place. John 1 12 says, but to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. En almal wat hom aangeneem het, het hy die reg gegee om kinders van God te word. It's beautiful. Isn't it? You have the right to become a child of God. So as iemand vir jou sê, jy is nie, jy is maar net 'n sondaar, it's not true. We are all sinners saved by grace in Jesus Christ. But although we still do sin, we don't stay sinners. Sinners actually are defined as those who do not believe in Jesus in the Bible eventually. So when you give your life to the Lord and you become born again and filled with the Holy Spirit and you live in relationship with Him, you are a son or a daughter of God. Never forget that. Never believe the lie of the enemy that you're not that. Because that's important. You have to believe it. It's so easy for the enemy to get you in a place where you think, I'm not worthy enough. But God says you are worthy. You have to believe it. It changed your relationship with Jesus. The moment you go to Him in the morning and you sit down and you open your Bible, you begin to talk with Him, it changes completely when you sit down as His child from a place where you don't see yourself as worthy enough. Make it sense? Does that make sense? As believers, when we believe God for salvation in Christ, we receive our new identity. We are sinners saved by grace so that we can become children, sons and daughters of God. Listen what Romans 8, 15 and 16 says. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Yeah. I've got a different translation here. Okay. Instead, you received God's Spirit when He adopted you as His own children. Now we call Him Abba Father. Abba Father. For His Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are God's children. The Spirit living inside of me affirms that I am a child of God. He will not condemn you as someone who is not worthy enough. He will not condemn you as just a sinner. And maybe you struggle with this morning. And this is the time to bring it before the Lord and give it to the Lord. And Lord, help me to believe by faith this morning that when your Spirit is inside of me, He will affirm in my life that I'm a child of God. Yes, I do sin. And He will convict you of sin. And then you have to repent. But it never changes your identity. The moment your child is naughty, does it make him not your child? He or she stays your child. Does it make sense? You have to believe this. I had to, because it's so easy. It's so easy to fall into that trap where you think you're not worthy enough. But just look at this day, the past day or this week, and I look at myself, how I, in my conduct and how I related to other people and then the way that I talked and many things that I did that's not God, then I begin to feel, sure, maybe I'm not really good enough to be a child of God. And that's the start of our destiny. Listen to this. Now, when we become children, it means much more than just a name on the list. We are born of God. Jesus is called the Father's only begotten Son. We, by faith, become God's begotten children. John 1:13 says, they are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. It's beautiful. Everyone, 1 John 5:1 says, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God. There's enough scripture for this. You need to remember it. You have to put it in your heart. You have to put it in your arsenal. It's weaponry that you have. You have to walk with this thing every day. The moment you are confronted with a lie or someone else tell you who they think you are, then you have to know by yourself, I am a child of God. I am. That pleases God. The Greek word for begotten in this context is genao. That's the name, genao. That's the word. It means to be born of or to be conceived from, to engender, to cause to arise or to come into existence or to bring others to his own. It's beautiful. That is the meaning of begotten concerning us. We are born of God. Dis nie net 'n besluit wat jy geneem het toe jy jou hand opgesteek het. The moment you come to the Lord in faith, something happens with your life. The Spirit of the Lord come into your life and you are born again as a child of God. Not just forgiven. Your whole identity changes. 2 Corinthians 5:17 sê as iemand in Christus is, hy 'n nuwe skepsel. You're a new creature. Is mos skepsel, is mos creature, is ek reg? Ja. Creature klink vir my soos 'n ja. Hæ? Skepping. Okay. Creation. Ja, ek wou net sê dit klink beter. Ja, maar creature klink nogal. Okay. You're a new creation, man. That makes sense. When you come to Jesus, you give your heart to him, you're a new creation. You do not just change from bad to good. You become a new creation. You're a child of God. So the moment you wake up every morning, just remind yourself of this, please. Just remind Satan as well. You're a child of God. You will get to your destiny if you believe that. Because then you will, by faith, receive what God has for you. Because He loves His children. Amen? Yeah. Have you accepted your identity when you were born again? And do you relate to God and to yourself and to others from who you are? Or do you still condemn yourself as not worthy because of what you believe of yourself? Listen, my past does not define me. My past does not define me. My present circumstances do not either. My struggles and challenges should not. My successes the least. Who I am in Christ Jesus defines me. That's who I am. Won't you allow the Holy Spirit this morning just to put new thoughts into your thought patterns to see yourself as a child of God? When you go out from this place this morning, you can do it by faith, not by pride, by faith. Thank you, Jesus. You can receive that by faith. Thank you, Jesus, that I am a child of God. Thank you that you made me a child of the Father. Thank you, Jesus, that you are our elder brother. We are part of the family. Amen? Amen. So we're going to pray this morning, and I ask you to keep it close to your heart. If you know this morning that you struggle with that, all we're going to do is ask that Jesus will give you a revelation by His Holy Spirit, that you will take it by heart and you will live from that place. Okay? Because it is good news. It's good news. Come on. The world is full of bad news. This is good news. The second reason we don't get to our destination is the fact that many of us as Christians falsely believe that there is no destination for us personally, and we believe that we only exist to struggle through this life with my insecurities and inferiority. My minderwaardigheid. Coupled with this, we believe that destiny is only for the talented and gifted people, and I'm just there to fill up the numbers. I call it the quicksand of comparison. And the world out there is being built on that lie. Hello? Do you agree with me? The lie that if you are not beautiful, powerful, successful, rich, important, accepted, outspoken, the right color, built like a movie star, the right connections, super talented, career driven, materialistic, or even a tree hugger, then you are just nothing and account for nothing. Come on. Come on, a tree hugger is a religion. So, I'm going to say it again. Many of us Christians fall into the trap of comparison. I want to be like someone else. And the moment you do that, you get derailed from your destiny completely. God, because God has plans for you, especially for you, who you are. And you need to find that. You need to find your purpose in life and in His kingdom and in His church. Amen. That's what it is. So, what a lie, man, from darkness. What a lie to be like someone else, to be better, to be richer, to be wiser, to be more beautiful, to be whatever, to be more talented, to have the better connections, to be more accepted. What a lie. Does the Bible not say that when we are born again, we become children of God and that God has a destiny for every one of us? Listen, Ephesians 2 verse 10. Remember this verse. You need this verse for destiny. Ephesians 2 verse 10 says, for we are God's masterpiece. Yeah, beautiful. We are God's masterpiece. When last did you look in the picture and you said, in the mirror, and you said to yourself, masterpiece. Masterpiece, man. I'm a masterpiece. Sometimes I do not look like it, but I still believe it. I'm a masterpiece. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus. Before I got to Jesus, I was a wreck, man. God changed my life completely. Only He can do it, and He's still changing it. He knows I'm a masterpiece, but I think I will only look like it when I'm in heaven. But you see, we need to hear this encouragement this morning. For you to get to your destiny, you need to walk away from the lies of this world that we live in. You need to know who you are in Jesus. You need to know that God, when He made you, He was thinking in His heart, I'm making a masterpiece. And don't think of Brad Pitt. I mean, I'm not talking about the physical, the external. Or you get like a Free State farmer called Millie Pitt. You become like a Free State farmer called Millie Pitt. It's just a teenoorgestelde van Brad Pitt. Oh, no, vang jy hom eers. Yeah. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. That's the reason. Answer me this morning. Answer yourself. Answer God. Are you walking in the plans that God planned for you long ago? Come on. Be rudely honest this morning. Or have you disconnected yourself because you think I'm not good enough for this? I'm just seated in church. Ek gaan net kerk toe. You see, outside the kingdom, listen carefully. Outside the kingdom and outside the church, you get the world. We were never created to be something in the world out there. We were created to be someone in His kingdom and in His church. It's all about His kingdom. Healthy church is the vehicle for His kingdom to manifest in this world. That's what it is. Just Jen is just a name. What we're looking for is churches who are alive with people who are on their way to their destiny, who give themselves. Yeah. Ek wil gaan dit nie sê nie. Ek moet dit nie sê nie. Okay. Ja. Ja. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Listen, Ephesians 3:12 says, the responsibility, the fivefold gifts Jesus gave to His church, the apostles, the prophets, the shepherds, the teachers, the evangelists. He gave to His church for a reason. To equip God's people, you and I. To equip us. To do His work and build up the church, the body of Christ. You have a certain role to play in His kingdom and in His church. You're not just making up membership. Come on. And don't compare yourself to someone else. I'm not a preacher, I'm not a leader, I'm not an elder, whatever. Whatever you do, if you're faithful, then God's kingdom will come. If you're faithful, the church will become healthy. So many years ago, I think it was 1966, first man went to the moon. I'm just thinking of this. You know how big the team was that helped him to plan everything to get to the moon? 60,000 people. Wow. That's how big the team was. And I think it was for 10 years. So 60,000 people did what they need to do, every one of them, so that ultimately the destiny is for people to get to the moon. So I believe that the one who cleaned the place that they worked in was just as important as anyone else. To get to that place. Because if they worked in a dirty environment, they couldn't get there. Does it make sense? Yeah. So never compare yourself to it. There's an ultimate purpose. We want to see Jesus come again for a healthy bride. And we are part of it. If you do not give yourself to follow Jesus, to get to your destination, maybe we don't get there sooner than later. We need to get there sooner. Come, Jesus. Come soon. And we can delay it. So we need to give ourselves to get to our destination. Yeah. So, the truth is that God has planned us and has plans for us. He has planned you. You are not here by mistake, and he has plans for you. I believe God has prepared good works for every human ever born on this earth. But only they who trust on and in him for salvation get to their destiny. They get to the plan and purpose God has in mind for them when they obey and follow him. Listen what I'm saying here. I believe for every human being, saved or unsaved, God planned beforehand. Billions of them. And he has and he had plans for every one of them. Unfortunately, you will only get to your destiny and the plans that God has for you when you give yourself to God. Not when you try to do it in your own wisdom, understanding, or in your own strength, or your own money, or your own knowledge, or whatever. You will never get there. You will maybe reach something, but at the end of the day, it will be burned up as nothing. Only what we do in Jesus will be refined as gold and will be to the glory of God. That's why there's nothing more important than the church of Jesus on this earth. I'm not talking about Jesus himself. I'm talking about the family of God where you find yourself as part of. So, Ephesians 3 verse 10 says, this is one of the scriptures that I love so much. God's purpose in all of this was to use the church to display his wisdom in its rich variety to all the unseen rulers and authorities in heavenly places. So what it means is God's purpose, it says God's purpose in all his ways was to use the church to display his wisdom in rich variety. What it means is Melanie verskil so baie van my. En ek verskil so baie van haar. But you know what? It's precisely what Jesus wants. Precisely. Because what she brings, the gift that she is, differs from mine. And my gift differs from yours. And from Marius's, whatever. But together, the rich variety and everything, the rich variety, the unique person who you are, the gift that God made you for the church, with your special character, special personality, your special anointing, your special gifting, if you bring it to Jesus and you serve Jesus, then ultimately the whole painting is painted of Jesus. We need every stroke and every color. Yeah. Come on. That's why you have to give yourself as a Christian to the destiny that God has for you. You have to give yourself to that. You have to desire it. You cannot just go through this life. This is the last one. The last reason for today is that we sometimes get so bogged down with the sin and the struggles of everyday's living that we cannot see where we are supposed to go. I see people, listen this morning, I'm not condemning anyone. I'm just crying out in my heart. I see families and people who stay the same, never find their destiny. They're battling with the same struggles for years. No growth whatsoever. They've got the same opinions, the same problems, the same spooker, the same demons, the same whatever, and never grow to a place where there's destiny. Brokenness becomes, listen to this, brokenness can become in your life a crutch. Hierdie goed kan 'n kruk word waarmee jy loop. En jy glo, ek is so gemaak. Ek is maar so gemaak. en so gaan laat staan. En dis wat die Here wil hê, is dat ek so moet leef. I'm not talking about sickness and things that you cannot control. But I'm talking about the fact that you are bogged down by this. And that you don't believe God, there's something else. There's a destiny. And you don't trust God for that. So that you will grow into another place. That you will walk out from that place. And that you will come into a place which God has planned for you personally. And you don't just go through life. Try to make it financially. As ek terug uit rondom die goeders. Luister wat sê ek. You know what? You can become so successful. You can become a farmer of... What's your name?
Mega.
You can become a mega farmer. And one of the biggest farmers in this country. And you can have 100 people working for you. And you can have this or that. At the end of your life, if you did not find your destiny, you will arrive at a place where you realize, I've missed it completely. We cannot, as Christians, we cannot, as God's children, get caught up in this worldly systems. We cannot. You have to look through the glasses, the filter of the kingdom of God. You have to live through it. That's why you need scripture, like this morning. You need scripture to clear your goggles, to see like we need to see. Otherwise, we look at everything around us. We look at other people. We look at the demand of the world out there. We look at the idols, and we want the idols. Sorry? You know what? The Israelites, they saw everything that God did. Everything through that desert for 40 years. He cared for them miraculously. Even the clothes stayed the same for 40 years. Even their clothes never wore out for 40 years. He gave them water where there was no water. He gave them meat in quartals. What do you call it? Quail, no? Yeah, like they couldn't eat it anymore. And the end of it, they made a golden calf. And they worship the golden calf. Why? Because that's what the world did. The world, the Egyptians, they come out from the world. They went back to the world. After everything that they saw, that God did for them. Just imagine how he felt in that moment. And for us, it's many times, it's just the same. When you get born again, filled with the Spirit, and your life changes, it's so easy to get back to the idols of this world. I'm going to name it this morning. You know, I preach, if this is my last time, maybe this is my last time that I have the opportunity to preach to you this morning. But don't get caught up by the idols of this world. Don't get caught up by money or materialism. Don't get caught up by sport. Even... Be careful not to give your children to the idol, to the god of sport. Actually, if you support him more than you support the kingdom of God, you actually give your child, you actually sacrifice your child to the god of sport. I'm not saying don't do sport. I'm not saying that. Don't. You are not saying. Okay? I said, just make absolutely sure. Because you have a destiny and your kids have a destiny. You will be much more in God's will if you take your kids by the hand and lead them to the destiny that they have in Jesus than to lead them every Saturday morning onto a sport field. Sorry for that, but I need to say it. Okay. Hebrews 12. Now, listen. I want to read this. Bogged down means becoming so involved in something difficult or complicated that we cannot make progress or move forward. That's what it means to be bogged down. Only resilient Christians find their destination. Nou, of Afrikaans, nee, is veerkrachtig. Dis wat die woord is. Veerkrachtig. Man, jare terug het hulle sulke speelgoed gemaak. Onder, dit was so 'n ronde pop geweest met so 'n koppie. En dan, onder het hy 'n metaalplaat ingehaad, of hy het lood ingehaad. Ek praat nou 'n bietjie Afrikaans, net om, en as jy hom geklap het, nee, jy kan maak net wat jy wil, jy kan nie daar dan omklap nie. Nee, jy kan hom onderste bo neer sit, hy gaat weer reg opkom. En as 'n kind kan ons dit nooit verstaan, hoe werk dit nie. En, you tried your best to kill this doll, but hy bly reg op staan. Hy was veerkrachtig. Resilient. That's how we need to be. In circumstances. Not Jesus, take away my circumstances. But help me, Jesus, to find my destiny in my circumstances. You know what? Your life can change in one moment, one second. One of my dearest friends, a lady, just 3 days ago, was diagnosed with pancreas cancer. Never expected it. Just a pain underneath her ribs. She went to the doctor and she was diagnosed with pancreas cancer. She's young. One moment, like this. God's not going to keep that things from us. But he wants us to, in spite of it, to get to your destiny. You need to be resilient. The sickness of this world is depression. Depression. And the medicine of this world is antidepressants. Millions and millions of tons of it. And I'm not against it. I'm just saying it's just because people don't have any hope anymore. Most of it is just because they don't see, they don't have an intimate relationship with the Lord. They don't experience His joy, His love, His goodness. They don't have the Word. They don't see themselves as children of God. They don't trust God for His life, for their lives. So how do I know what my destiny is? Maybe you asked this question this morning. How do I know what my destiny is and how do I get there? Well, let me tell you the secret. Can I? There's a secret. Who wants to know who their destiny is? Come on. This is the secret. Follow Jesus in obedience. Follow Jesus in obedience. Not the desires and the emotions of your heart, because many times it goes against it. But follow Jesus and His complete will for your life. Step by step, day by day, and do what He sets before you. And you will find your destiny. That's how it works in the kingdom of God. He's not going to tell you where you're going to end up in 10 years from now. He never told me. He never told me. He just called me into ministry. I was a farmer. And I stopped farming in 1998. And decided that I will follow Jesus. He's leading me all the way into ministry. But I never knew how's it going to look the next day. And to be really honest to you this morning, there were months that I never knew if I would get a salary that month. But I followed Him. And I stayed true to the call on my heart. And I'm still on my way to destiny. I'm still on my way to that place. I still give myself to that with joy. And it's not an unfulfilling place, because destiny, listen, you need to hear this morning. Destiny is not a place where you get to one day. Destiny is that you are who you are destined to become. Don't think of a place. I will get it one day, and when I get there, I will know this is my destination. No, destiny is to be who God called you to be and to do what He wants you to do. You can find destiny this week. And then when you find destiny, He has an even bigger destiny the next year for you, then you find it there. You walk in obedience. And that makes it so fulfilling to be a Christian. There's no other adventure like that. Come on. There's no other adventure. I mean, it's just the surprises of God is so much, just because He loves you so much. But He planned you, and He has plans for you. So can I ask you this morning? We're going to pray together. Where are you this morning? Have you lost your identity? Let's start with identity. I want you to, this is a godly moment. We don't have worship. We don't need it right now. What we need is hearts before the Lord this morning, right now. In this moment, we need where you can be honest with yourself and with God and cry out to God. It's not like you need to repent now of all the sins that you did in your life. That's not it. It's an outcry by faith this morning before the Lord. Lord, I acknowledge this morning that I don't live from my identity in Jesus Christ. If that is you, won't you stand before the Lord? Yeah. If you feel in your heart God spoke to you from that place, we're going to pray. It's not a difficult thing. It's to embrace what God has given you. You are a son or a daughter of God. Father, I thank you this morning. By faith, Lord Jesus, by revelation, by your Holy Spirit, by your word spoken to our hearts this morning, we standing before you this morning, we realize, Lord, that we have believed a lie. And we haven't accepted fully what you have made us, that you have planned us, and that you have given us identity as children of God. We are your sons and your daughters. And from this day, Lord Jesus, from this day on forward, we want to live from that place. We want to relate to you from that place. We want to relate to ourselves from that place. We want to relate to other people from that place. Because if you have made us your children, nothing can cancel that in any way, Lord Jesus. Just our unbelief. So, Father, I thank you that you will, by your Spirit now, in this moment, every heart, every mind that's before you, that's standing before you, that cries out before you, Father, I pray by your Spirit that you will just bring revelation, Jesus, from this moment on in their lives, when they spend time with you alone, when they go through scriptures, when they pray, that you will open up the truth to their hearts, Jesus, and that you will root them in Christ. Root them in Christ Jesus. Root them, Lord Jesus, so that they will bear fruit because they are children of God. I thank you that they are a new creation, Jesus. The moment you made us your children, we are new. And Father, thank you that we can bear fruit for your kingdom. Thank you that we can believe this morning. There are no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for those who live by the Spirit and not by the flesh. I thank you for this, Lord. In Jesus' name.